Starr County grand jury will not issue an indictment for a man charged with making a terroristic threat. The case of 24-year-old Joshua Paulus of Knox Township was bound over March 8th from Alliance Municipal Court. Police said he threatened to take a bomb to the Walmart in Alliance February 28th. He was also accused of saying he would show up at the West State Street store with guns blazing. Court records state Paulus made the threats to an employee in a Snapchat message. He was arrested at his North Shore Drive home the following day. A boy who took a handgun to Perry High School is placed on probation. The student, who was 16 at the time of the March 13th incident, was given a 90-day sentence at the Maldy County Juvenile Attention Center and a 6-month suspended sentence with the Department of Youth Services. He was given credit for 8 days spent at the attention center. He pleaded the juvenile equivalent of guilty to a charge of carrying concealed weapons. The boy reportedly had the gun in a backpack. It was discovered by the school resource officer. Two men will be sentenced Thursday for shooting at Canton police officers. 23-year-old Braylon Smallwood of Canton, 22-year-old Trajan Allen of Massillon, pleaded guilty to multiple counts in common pleas court last week. The two ambushed officers at 12th Street and Logan Avenue Northwest June 29th as detectives with a police coordinated response team were working on an investigation. One officer suffered a minor wound. Charges include attempted murder, felonious assault, and gun specifications. Allen was additionally charged with participating in a criminal gang and possessing a weapon under disability. Fire at a Plain Township building last week has been ruled arson. Township Fire Chief Charles Schellenberger told the repository all other causes have been ruled out for the blaze Wednesday at the building on Harrisburg Road Northeast. Value of the building and contents raised to $375,000. The building contained cars, hubcaps, and miscellaneous equipment. No one was injured in the blaze. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Sentence was handed down against a Massillon man accused of injuring a 17-year-old. 20-year-old Michael Geckler pleaded guilty to attempted murder and felonious assault in Carroll County Common Pleas Court Monday. He was given an 8 to 12-year sentence. Investigators say Geckler shot his friend with an arrow and stabbed him multiple times at a King Road residence in Harrison Township September 30th. The boy recovered from his injuries. Louisville City Council Monday received March financial reports. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Income tax revenues are up 5.6% over March of 2023 levels at $971,000 compared with $879,000 for last year. Withholdings are up by 10.5%. Quarterly payments are up 2.9%, while corporate net profit taxes show a 53.7% decline at $22,000 versus $47,000 last year. Meanwhile, Mayor's Court revenues stand at $3,133 through March 31st, compared with $869 last year.
The city of Salem is currently unable to process death certificates. WFMJ-TV reports the registrar who officially stamps the documents left the position unexpectedly April 1st. Death certificates are needed to allow family or beneficiaries of the deceased to access bank accounts, life insurance, retirement funds, and more. The process is on hold until a new official stamp arrives to be used by the deputy registrar. The stamp expected to arrive in the next few days. Man is charged with making a bomb threat at Eastern Gateway Community College. 41-year-old Matthew Alpiza of Cleveland is charged with vandalism, making false alarms, and resisting arrest. A dispatcher received a call Friday from a man threatening to detonate a bomb if he did not hear sirens in the next 5 minutes. Officers sent to the scene reportedly found Alpiza holding a phone and charger. He had no bomb but said he needed officers to come because he was in fear for his life. Another court hearing was scheduled for later this month. Youngstown Education Association Monday reached a tentative agreement with the District Board of Education. The union struck for 31 days last August and September before reaching a one-year deal. The union represents more than 400 educators and staff. The board will review the contract. The union membership must still ratify the deal. Warren man faces 8 to 10 years in prison for a fatal shooting. 20-year-old Jamar Jenkins pleaded guilty Tuesday to charges including involuntary manslaughter, felonious assault, and endangering children. He was sentenced in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court today after being indicted in October. Charges stem from the March 2023 slaying of 43-year-old Ruby Sanchez. She was shot to death in an apartment on 5th Street Southwest in Warren. A 2-year-old boy was shot in the hand. Youngstown State University has some improvements planned. The Ohio Controlling Board has approved just over $3 million for renovation projects. $1.8 million will be spent to renovate the exterior brickwork of Bliss Hall, DeBartolo Hall, Beagley Center, and Mag Library. A Lima firm will do the work. $1.1 million will be spent to replace exterior doors and windows across several campus buildings. The work will be done by Alex Downey and Sons of Youngstown. Funding comes from unexpended cash remaining in the Federal Coronavirus Relief Fund. At the following funeral announcements, service for 79-year-old David N. Cade of Alliance, May 5th at College Inn in Alliance, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Memorial service will be held for 61-year-old Karen Sue Hood, arrangements by Cassidy Turkle Christian. Services pending for 84-year-old Alice Frieders of Alliance. Services pending for 95-year-old Donnie Lee Moore of North Canton, arrangements by Cher Sterling Skivalaki.